The L.A. County Coroner's Office releases the cause of death for Whitney Houston. The singer died from drowning in a hotel bathtub, but chronic cocaine use contributed to her death, and there was a cocktail of both illegal and prescription drugs in her system. Joining us live on the KNX Newsline right now is addiction specialist Dr. Reef Karim. Dr. Karim, what do you make of this mix of illegal drugs like cocaine and marijuana and legal drugs like Xanax and Benadryl in Houston's system?
Well, obviously, anytime you have a large cocktail of drugs, they all interact with each other, and some of them can counteract the effects, and some of them will amplify the effects by being in combination. When you've got alcohol combined with Xanax, combined with Benadryl, all three of those will cause you to be sleepy. They're central nervous system depressants, especially the alcohol Xanax. When you combine them all, you get tired, you pass out, and you could easily drown from passing out in your bathtub. The other possibility here is cocaine. If you've got atherosclerotic disease of your vessels, meaning your arteries like a garden hose are clamped down and they're not working as well, you could have a heart attack. So it's also possible you could have a heart attack and because of that end up drowning in the bathtub.
Well, now, do celebrities like Whitney Houston think that they're somehow immune to real-life consequences like death?
Yeah, that's a great question. We hear more and more of these celebrities that are just popping whatever pills they want to take, taking whatever illicit drugs they want, and drinking on top of it, and thinking they're immune or they're Superman. And we see that in kids, but then you think people would outgrow it, but we're seeing a lot of celebrities that aren't outgrowing that.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Dr. Karim.